Alfred Hitchcock, the master of suspense, directed over 50 feature films during his illustrious career. Yet one of his early works, 1926's The Mountain Eagle, remains a mystery, as it is famously considered one of the most significant lost films in cinema history. Hitchcock himself reportedly didn't regard the film very highly, calling it a very bad movie, but its status as a lost relic has only added to its allure over the decades. This is Land of the Lost, The Mountain Eagle. The Mountain Eagle was Hitchcock's second feature-length film and was made during his early years in the British film industry, working for Gainsborough Pictures. The film followed The Pleasure Garden, 1925, his directorial debut, which was better received. Hitchcock, still finding his style and voice as a filmmaker, would eventually go on to redefine the thriller genre. However, The Mountain Eagle was a very different project, a melodrama rather than the suspense-filled stories that would later become his trademark. Set in the mountains of Kentucky, the story is a romantic melodrama involving a recluse named John Fear O' God Fulton, played by Niall McGuinness, and a widowed schoolteacher, Beatrice, played by German actress Bernhard Goetzke, who become entangled in a web of jealousy, desire, and misunderstanding. The antagonist, Pettigrew, played by Malcolm Keane, is a local shopkeeper who desires Beatrice and falsely accuses Fulton of a crime. Pettigrew's obsessive hatred for Fulton and jealousy over Beatrice drive much of the plot's tension. For a film to become lost, especially one by a legendary director like Hitchcock, seems almost impossible in today's age of digitization and preservation. However, in the early 20th century, films were not always preserved with care. Film prints could deteriorate, be damaged in fires, or simply be discarded if the film was not considered worth saving. The nitrate film stock commonly used at the time was particularly prone to decay or could even combust under certain conditions. No known prints of The Mountain Eagle have survived, and the film has been missing for decades. The British Film Institute, BFI, has long sought a copy, even naming it the most sought-after lost British film. Over the years, rumors have circulated about potential rediscoveries, but none have come to fruition. All that remains of The Mountain Eagle are production stills, promotional materials, and surviving scripts that give us some clues as to its content. At the time of its release, The Mountain Eagle was not particularly well received by critics or audiences, and its underwhelming reception likely contributed to its disappearance from the public eye. Hitchcock himself was dismissive of the film, stating in a later interview that he was relieved it was lost, as he didn't want it to be seen again. However, despite Hitchcock's own reservations, the film has taken on a mythical status among film historians and fans. The fact that it is lost, combined with its early place in Hitchcock's filmography, has sparked immense curiosity. What might this film reveal about Hitchcock's development as a filmmaker? How does it fit into the broader context of his work? These questions remain unanswered as long as the film itself remains elusive. The search for The Mountain Eagle has been ongoing for years. The BFI has led several campaigns to locate it, with historians and collectors scouring archives and private collections in the hopes of uncovering a print. While other lost films have occasionally surfaced in forgotten archives or personal collections, The Mountain Eagle remains missing despite these efforts. The only tangible remnant is a single surviving still, showing a scene from the film, and a few promotional posters that hint at its visual style. This scarcity has turned the film into a holy grail of lost cinema, and every rediscovery of previously thought to be lost films reignites hope that The Mountain Eagle might one day be found.